Good morning and welcome to a special edition of Firm Foundation Inspiration Minute. In fact, this is day 19 of our Prosperity of Spirit, Soul, and Body 21-day devotional. And this is talk number 90. Our topic today is, who are you? Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 reads, "Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." The most healthy thing you can do for your spirit, soul, and body is to know who you are. This is called Imago Dei, which is Latin for image of God. You were made in God's image and likeness. This means you don't look like the product of evolution. You don't look like your mistakes. You look like a divine, intentional, and purpose-filled creation of Almighty God. The only created things or beings made in God's image are people. Being made in God's image speaks to His essence as persons who have the ability to commune with God and be aware of His presence. Likeness speaks to how we look like God through our ability to do the things He wants us to do. The next time you feel bad about yourself, or someone attempts to disrespect you or make you feel bad, remind yourself that you are a child of the Creator, made in His image, His likeness, and full of power to take necessary action. We're often aware that we are living below the fullness of that image and likeness. We see tragic examples of people in this world bringing misery to others. This is where Jesus makes all the difference. Through His life and sacrifice, He granted to humans, through the new birth, new capabilities that were lost through sin and defeat. Embrace your true image and likeness. Our reflection question for today's devotional is, who are you? Think about it, reflect on it, and write it down. Let me encourage you to finish out this devotional over the next couple of days. Also, feel free to go back and review any lessons you may have missed. Finally, join us this coming Sunday as I begin a new series on healing of the soul. God bless, have a great day, and be encouraged.